It's 5:04. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News. More than 800 National Guard soldiers and airmen are on storm duty across Indiana. They're in position to help stranded people being urged to stay home and not travel unless it's an emergency. Hundreds of mourners gathered at Conseco Fieldhouse today to memorialize IMPD officer David Moore, who died last week after being shot during a traffic stop. WFYI's Marianne Holland reports.
Officer David Moore's memorial service began with a military and police tradition, roll call for a fallen officer.
Officer McDonough. Here, Officer Schollmeyer.
Here,
Officer Moore. Officer David Moore. Officer David Spencer Moore. Sergeant Humbert. Officer Moore has made the ultimate sacrifice.
About 2,000 people, mostly fellow police officers, attended the memorial. Mayor Greg Ballard, Public Safety Director Frank Straub, and Police Chief Paul Soselski all spoke of Moore's service and commitment to the people of Indianapolis. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
A meteorologist with the National Weather Service says the storm hitting Indiana could cause more ice damage than one 5 years ago that blacked out more than 100,000 utility customers. Forecasters are concerned about the heavy icing. Wildlife officials say a bat found in southern Indiana cave has tested positive for the state's first instance of a fungus blamed for killing more than a million bats. The Indiana DNR says that a brown bat with white nose syndrome was captured late January. Ice storm warning until 7 a.m., a winter storm warning until 7 p.m. Overnight, freezing rain will diminish around midnight, snow developing towards sunrise. This is WFYI News.